Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
When faith feels like work, finding grace in the grind. Hey friends, welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J. Can I be real with you today? Sometimes faith feels like joy, but other times it feels like work. Not because we stop believing, but because we're tired, spiritually drained, and emotionally we're running low. In those seasons, we can start feeling like walking with God is just another thing to do on our to-do list. If you've ever been there, or if you're there right now, this episode is for you. Let's talk about what to do when faith starts to feel like a job instead of a joy. When it feels like striving instead of resting. And how God meets us right there. With grace. Now remember, you're not failing, you're human. Let's start here. Feeling spiritually tired doesn't make you weak, it makes you real. We live in a world that pushes hustle culture even into our faith. Do more, be more, serve more. But God isn't impressed by our spiritual busyness. He's after our heart. Psalm 51, 16 and 17 says, "You do not delight in sacrifice. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, would not despise." Even in your weakness, God leans in, not away. Now let's talk about how we got here. What causes us heaviness? Why does faith start feeling like effort instead of joy? First, we confuse spiritual maturity with constant motion. But maturity isn't about doing more. It's about drawing closer to God. We serve everyone else, but we stop receiving ourselves. Pouring out without being filled back up will always lead to burnout. We measure our relationship with God by how productive we've been. But He measured it by proximity, not productivity. Luke 10, 38 through 42 tells us about Mary and Martha. Martha was busy serving. Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet. Jesus' Mary chose what was better. He's not saying service is bad, but when service replaces connection, we miss the point. Let's pause for a moment. How's your heart? When was the last time you just sat with Jesus? Not asking for anything. Not seeking anything. Not worried about anything, but just sat with Him. Not for a job, because check it off a checklist, or your weekly to-do list, or your daily to-do list. But just sitting with Him. Just waiting to hear His voice. Yeah, me too. Galatians 3, verse 3. "Are you so foolish after beginning by means of the Spirit? Are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh?" That hits hard. Paul's talking to believers who had started their walk by grace, but now they're trying to earn what was already theirs. How often we do that? We pray, but feel like it's been too long. We read the Bible, but feel guilty if we miss a day. We think rest is for people who've already done enough. But that's not God's voice. That's performance talking. Now, how do we get back to grace? Well, how do we move from striving to abiding? A couple things. Excuse me. First, start with honesty. Be real when you're praying. God already knows your heart anyway, so just talk to Him. You don't have to impress Him. Say, Lord, I'm tired. I'm showing up, but I feel numb. Second, reclaim your small moments of connection. One verse, one worship song, one honest journal page. God moves in the small things. Third, rest as worship. Sabbath isn't laziness, it's obedience. You're not failing when you rest, you're trusting. Fourth, we focus on who God is, not just what you're doing. Faith isn't about how much you accomplish for God. It's about how much you can rely on God. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Notice he doesn't say try harder. He says remain. Now, if you're weary, I want you to listen to this part closely. You're not behind, you're not broken, and you're definitely not alone. Faith isn't always about fireworks, about show. Sometimes it's just showing up with an honest heart. Even when it feels like work, God sees your effort. But He also invites you to something more restful, more rooted. Isaiah 30, verse 15 says, "And repentance and rest is your salvation. And quietness and trust is your strength." That's the invitation. Rest. Quiet. Trust. Not hustle. Not performance. Not pressure. Let's close out with this prayer. Father, for every person who feels tired in their walk with you, be their strength. Remind us that you didn't save us so we could earn your love. You gave it freely. Take us back to the joy of our salvation, back to grace. Help us to sit at your feet and simply be, without guilt, without pressure, without shame. Let our souls exalt in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening today. If this message touched you in any way, share it with somebody. We all know that we're not the only ones that have been here. This has been a message that could touch everybody. We all make this a job and not life. This isn't just a podcast. It's a reminder that grace still wins. So until the next time, keep walking with God. Keep rooted in His Word. Keep prayed up. And keep praised up. Thank you. God bless you. Talk to you on the next episode.